Beginne gerade ab mit sagt es beim Ziel da Frau Fei beginnen mal aber gegen Test Master beginnen die Gmache habe cool bei Kisner. So depends, it's not a steer, depends what the case is talking about. So Pierce Rash Rash explains, he says, so which is Toma which? The Masnit in the Mishnah is Toma Bukub Bakisna, it's Toma with the basket, and that's where the flax, the linen was. Versus the other one, Price was Toma the Peiris. So it says, now that's for Kasha, it's difficult, because the Tani, Matzah Peiris. The Mishnah itself says Matzah Peiris. And how could you say that's the case of our Mishnah to resolve the contradiction? Yes, it's not difficult because the kisna ikri peiris. We find that linen is called peiris. Kedaminen, like the Medrash says, but you have a kain from priadama. That kain brought from priadama that is actually referring to zerapishtan, the seed of flax. So you see, it's called a peiri. That's what hebi. That's what he brought. So it says no, but deichik. That's pushing it because that's not pishtan itself. That's only the zera of pishtan. So there, for Tosfos, is actually to the opposite of Rash. Near it, Simdim Asnitin, actually our Mishnah is Betzani Peiris, actually a basket with regular fruits. So how do we resolve the contradiction? To keep in the inner Peiris Mechubar Miachad, since fruits, they're not stuck together, in general, Ilumina Kli Naflu, if it fell from the vessel, so then some of them would remain Kli in the vessel, and from the fact that it didn't, that if it's not connected, it's not nothing to do with the vessel. Al Pishton, but regarding linen, where it's connected together, could be that was from the vessel and the fell, and therefore the Rice says that it is connected to the vessel, and that the one who's the vessel does get the Paris, which is referring to Pishton. Now, Barach Pirish, the Rabbin Chanal explains very differently. The Parach, he says, the Gemara's question is, Amai the Kamar, it's on what was said in the Sefer, that actually it's referring to Miktasan al gabi karka, if some of it was on the ground, oh, then we say chayav lahachras, that you have to announce. I mean, that's the contradiction. Matzadav v'chulu, that bob al simen, if the owner of the simen produces benot l'shalai, he takes what's his, and that's only what's in the vessel. And zachamaitze b'mash b'yadai. And when he finds it, merits what's in his hand, hainu, mash b'chutz. He gets to keep what's outside, af b'shiesh b'fnim miktas peiris, even though there are some of the peiris still inside. Even if the owner vessel is saying it's all his, that's the steer that said, like, oh, if some of it is inside, does that mean what's an outside from the inside or not? That's the contradiction. So it says, according to that interpretation, then you have to be, the gifts has to be in the Gemara right after this, that they're both talking about that something is remaining. Not like our gears, so that's that they're both talking about that nothing is remaining, because you can see nothing, because we're clearly told about the case when some of it is remaining. Next test not to begin the Gemara, Hashem may not have a simon. We can infer from this that minion is a simon. So Taisi says, what do you mean? Avakav the Peshitta Leila, we already said this straight up on Nafchav Gimlam Abayz. When the Mishkal have a simon, we brought a bais from the fact that that weight is a simon. Mida u minion, not we have a simon. So we know that the number, the quantity is also a simon. So he says, yeah, but by lechuche hacha, we must need. We wanted to prove that halacha from a Mishnah. And so to Leil, Nami, on the Gemara, Nafchav Dalar, Nav, Diktani, that we taught Avol Mota Shnayim Chayiv, that if you find two, then you're Chayiv Lahachriz. And Loi Kamar, the Gemara doesn't tell us, Shemam and the Minyan have a simon, so we see, that the quantity is a simon, because the Loi Limalei Bereis Alamif Shemina, that's not any better than, or the Gersa the Breisahi, or my Omem Hach the Mishkol, meaning to say they're both Breises, and we already know them from the Breises, so we just want to prove on the Mishnah. Or another part you could say is actually the Matzah L'Mitchi, no, it wouldn't be a Raya over there because you could reject and say, Diminim Echarei Zav HaSimen. It's only because it wasn't only quantity, it was also from the Charuzim that we spoke about there regarding the strings. And so it wasn't just quantity, so therefore that's why it was going to be, that's going to be a valid Simen. But it just Minyan itself, wouldn't be a Raya. Next is about to begin the Gemara, Luhusha Suyin Kimigdal, if it's like a tower. Now, Imin have a simen, if the number is the simen, the Masha Suyin Kimigdalin, so what do you have to be like a tower? Yadina, then we know that Derechinuachab, that it was placed down, and then we know that a guy, he could then identify it, but then it's the quantity that's the simen. Now, betray Lysagi, so why isn't it enough with two? Because the Tiva Machris, because the guy announces the coins, which is plural. So So two wouldn't be enough, but three. But again, the mingle part, if you hold min is a simon, is just to let us know that the guy placed it down. Aval im makom av a simon, but if it's the place that's a simon, a fill the betray, then even with two, but soon can be done and made like a tower. Yedina the derechinua chabu, then we would know that it's was placed down, and then the place without you don't need three for the number because it's the makom that would be simon that would be enough, because the ibetray. Because if it were two, a filas and kibigdalan, even is made like a tower. Lo yadin and the nerech hava, that we wouldn't know that it was placed down, because the emai could say, derech nefila hava, the sami halchi, well, maybe it just felt like that, you know, and that, so we need three for the hinuach part, not for the minyan part, meaning, or for the malkum part. Imken, if that would be the case, like, in my parach. So what does the Gemara ask later on? That my area tlasa, what he's saying, three, a fill of treisagi, even with two would be sufficient. And the question is, what would be the Gemara's question? What do you mean? How could that be possible if you need three simply to know that it's there chinuach? And this is just that's not a right, because you could say the shapet mishani, the Gemara would be able to answer that tiva machras, that the Gemara could reject the question and to say that the simon of the two mat boys one on top of the other is not a simon, because it could be that is what happened. Just the Gemara wanted to answer that that the guy's announcing, I found matpeis in the plural. And since that the minimum, so that wouldn't be a simon if there's three matpeis. But therefore it's not a raya to this principle that Taisa is saying. But that is what Taisa wants to say, that that for the makam of a simon, two would be enough. Because that's already, we know, derech hinuach. And the reason why we need to have three is, if minyan is a simon, so then that would only tell us what the minyan is. But the migdalan part of it is enough for two to know there's derech hinuach. Next test master begin the Gemara, hagu for kasha. Well, the Gemara asks Astira, in the words of the Braisa, because first you say you find mois mebazar as a shalai. Sounds like it was put in one place, you have to announce it. See if it says it has to be like a migdal. Sounds like makamechel would not be enough. So this is, and these, by the way, question, this is a masnit le parach. Why doesn't the Gemara ask on the Mishnah itself, where it says tzibur mois, three coins one on top of the other? So tzibur mois sounds like even just regular, and it doesn't have to be one on top of the other. And then it says one on top of the other. It says no, because the metzina lemeim, you could say the gimel matbeis, this is three coins, and you pirish the tzibur mois. It's explaining, so it wouldn't be a contradiction. But in the Braisa, you can't say that. And if the Gemara is asking hakuv kasha in the Braisa.